tensions in the Golan Heights have been heightened by the advances of Syrian rebels fighting to overthrow the government of President Bashar al-Assad. The seizure of UN peacekeepers by the Islamist al-Nusra Front and the occasional fire from Syria into Israel have added to the anxiety. Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu spoke on Israeli television.
We have already taken steps. We did not wait. We built and renovated the security fence. Al-Nusra has been present there for about the past 5 months. We are prepared for various possibilities.
Several countries have withdrawn their peacekeepers from the area because of the situation. Of special concern are recent advances by the Islamic State, also known as ISIS, whose brutality is well documented, says defense analyst Stefan Cohen.
I think that one of the most problematic situations would be that hostile elements or Al-Qaeda radical elements will start to fire a projectile on Israel, like we experienced from Gaza with Hamas, or from the northern border with Lebanon, with Hezbollah.
Another concern is the large number of foreign fighters, many from Western countries, who are now in Syria, says Aviv Oreg, former head of the Global Jihad Office of Israeli Military Intelligence.
And we are talking about thousands that have already arrived to Syria and they fought in the name. In most cases, eventually they made their way to the jihadi groups.
When they return home, he says, they pose a threat to their own countries. Cohen notes similar groups are operating in Iraq, Libya, Nigeria, and other countries. He says that the collapse of so many states presents a worldwide problem.
The world order known to us today is based basically on states. And if we will see that all these states will disappear or disintegrate or be divided in smaller states, and I think it would be a challenge for the international community to deal with that.
He and other analysts conclude that a more aggressive international response will be needed to head off the broadening conflict. Scott Bob, VOA News, Jerusalem.